On Tuesday, voters approved one of three school district bond propositions, but not the largest. Proposition 1, asking for approximately $31 million to finish the renovation of Service High School, was rejected by 56% of the voters. Proposition 2, for capital maintenance and design projects totaling around $17 million, fell by about the same margin. But the $17 million Proposition 3 to expand career and technology facilities in the middle and high schools posted a 52% yes vote. Four of the municipality's five bond requests found voter favor. They were Proposition 4, approximately $31 million for road and sewer projects, 61%. Proposition 6, just under $1 million for public safety and transportation, 58%. Proposition 7, a ladder truck replacement for $1.5 million, 53%. And Proposition 8, $250,000 for the police department, also 53%. A $3 million request for Park and Recreation Department bonds, Proposition 5, was rejected by 54% of the Anchorage voters. As for three non-bond propositions, the proposal to grant a $150,000 property tax exemption to the surviving spouses under the age of 65 of disabled veterans received 62% approval. Changing the municipal charter to allow a city agency, rather than only sworn police officers, to issue parking tickets in the downtown area passed by 572 votes. And an advisory proposition about requiring a photo ID when purchasing alcohol in Anchorage liquor package stores received 67% voter backing. The results are unofficial. Absentee ballots will be counted on April 15th, with the Anchorage Assembly scheduled to certify the election on April 19th. For KSKA, I'm Len Anderson.